Agenda item number one, report and possible discussion on fiscal year 2014 second quarter budget report by John Hawes, Chief Financial Officer.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is our quarterly budget report. This is for the second quarter of our fiscal year, which ended February the 28th in this particular case, halfway through the year. You can see you received some the detailed schedules in your material. The highlights are on the revenue side. You can see in the third column over with the variances, you can see we're about $1.2 million over budget on revenues, which of course is good. That's primarily attributed to, in fact, we had about $1.8 million of interruptible water sales in the first half of the year that were not budgeted. And so that's where the majority of that is. That was offset by some reductions in revenue coming from the policy change, which eliminated our docks. You remember our residential docks and also our water. Didn't necessarily eliminate the water fees, but deferred them to the end of the year. So we had to make some accounting changes, and that was created a reduction. We may still, of course, ultimately collect some of that, but it's in arrears now, so it'll be reflected later in the year if that's the case. But that's why we ended up ahead in revenues, primarily due to interruptible water sales. On the expense side, we're under budget on expenses halfway through the year to the tune of about $2.3 million. Some of that may be timing, but we'll still end up at under, I believe we'll certainly end up significantly under on the expense side at the end of the year. Project expenditures, you can see, are about, they're a little bit under also on the project, and some of that may be timing too, and we may catch up with some of those project spends for the years out. Down on the second to last line, capital projects, we're underspending on the capital project side. Some of that we will catch up, but we will not. You can see the total budget on capital project spends about $19 million that we put in the budget. There'll be a lot of projects that will not get done until the next year. It'll probably get deferred into fiscal 15 or maybe even to 16 and stuff. So the spending will be under that at the end of the year. It'll still be several million dollars before the year's over, but there'll be more in the second half than the first half, but we won't reach the whole amount. The total, you can see in sort of the second column down there, ending reserves, uncommitted reserves, as the end of February at least, was about $65 million. And that really represents our working capital that we have on hand to support our operations. So that's sort of the summary of our thanks to very good results through the second quarter of the year, and I'll answer any questions if anybody has.
Imagine the requirement, how much is working capital you have to have on hand?
Well, our working capital, we have some reserve policies that you all have approved several years ago. It includes 90 days of working capital. It includes a contingency reserve. It includes a self-insurance reserve. And then the balance of it is what's called a rate stabilization fund. We have significantly more than that. For instance, the 90 days working capital is about $7 million is what you're required to have. The self-insurance reserve is about $500,000. The contingency reserve we have is about $5 million, and the remainder is in rate stabilization. So we've got over $50 million in rate stabilization right now. Now, we'll spend some of that down. As I mentioned to you all before, we tend to collect our water sales early in the year, and then we spend it down through the year. So that will definitely reduce as we spend on capital projects and other things throughout the year. But very healthy reserve situation right now. Oh, one thing I will point out. In the next quarter, what you will see in the next quarter, it's not reflected here because we did it in March after this quarter ended, you all approved a repayment of a bond issuance of $8.5 million of some water supply system bonds that we paid off because the interest rates were higher than we wanted, and rather than refinance it, we decided we'd pay it off because we had adequate reserves. And that's $8.5 million, so it'll be reduced by that in the next quarter. You'll see that $8.5 million reduction there. So, but we had plenty of reserves to do that, and that was the best and sort of most prudent financial thing to do. So, yes, sir.
I was looking through the data the last couple of days. I ran across a term that I should know, but I don't. And the difference between what is interruptible and uninterruptible water.
The interruptible, I may let Brad answer that question. It has to do with short-term and long-term water contracts for the most part, but I'll let Brad he can give a better answer to that. From a price difference, they're the same. The interruptible's price is the same as our long-term water. But if y'all recall, each October, in October of every year, we come to you with a recommendation on interruptible water sales for the next calendar year. You know, last year in October of 2013, when we were looking at interruptible water sales for 2014, due to the severity of the drought, we had some interruptible contracts that expended over multiple years that went past the end of last year and into this year. And so the recommendation to the board last October was to continue to honor those contracts, but not to enter any new interruptible contracts. And so the long-term water is water that we have contracted with entities throughout the basin for, you know, as much as 50 years into the future. And the interruptible contracts, the maximum length of time that we contract for those is 5 years. But we look at it on a year-to-year basis. So even if we have a 3- or 5-year contract, we have the ability to cut that back on an annual basis. Does that help?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
The total amount, the interruptible water that you all approved, if you may remember, was, I believe it was about 44,000 acre feet was what the board approved this year. And that's pretty much all been sold, and that's what's reflected in these numbers and stuff. And that's all that's been approved this year. In the past, we sold as much as 100,000 acre feet in wetter years prior to that. So any other questions? Y'all have about the
if there's no more questions, we'll go to